Well, it's that time of the year again, and we're looking forward to it. Get that Lycra on, people. Get that Lycra
Are
on.
You sure?
We're climbing mountains. G'day, Mike.
Yeah, g'day, Slats. Good to know that you've joined the Lycra Brigade.
I have.
And are showing a lot of interest in the biggest bike race of them all this year.
I'm very different to last year, mate. I'm very much into the Lycra.
Yeah, I've seen the promotions that you've been doing for the Bowral event coming up in October. So very, very impressed, mate.
Thank you, mate.
I'll give the Lycra a miss. Where are you in the world, Mike?
I'm in Normandy, and this is where the tour starts. A three-week event, 21 stages. It's the Grand Départ, if you don't mind, Webby, the Grand Départ, and this is traditional. It's the part of the race that all eyes of the world look onto because it's the start of the biggest annual sporting event in the world, and this part of the world has pitched big money to have the race come to its little region. And it starts from a place called Le Mans Saint-Michel, a very interesting place. It's an old abbey which was built in the 9th century. It's a little island, some 50 metres off the mainland, and I can tell you that this weekend will make for some spectacular television. And that's what the tour really is all about. Apart from the pushing of pedals over 3,500 kilometres, it is also a tourist ploy for people that are watching from all over the world, including Aussies, who are flocked to this event each and every year now.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. So we're starting with, I suppose, Chris Froome is the favourite.
Yeah, look, he's a two-time winner, and he is the favourite. I've just come back from the official team's presentation here in Normandy, and I've had a look at all 198 riders, 22 teams, big crowds here to welcome these riders who come from all over the world. And Froome, I tell you what, he hasn't got much meat on him. He's certainly shed some kilos if he hadn't already. These guys are real lightweights, and I don't mean that figuratively. I just mean that they are literally just very, very light. And they need to be light to climb the biggest mountains in the world, which include the Pyrenees and the Alps later on in the tour. Nairo Quintana is also a favourite, the Colombian. You've got Alberto Contador, a two-time winner, who said earlier this year that he was going to retire at the end of the year, but he's reviewed his situation. His contract at Tinkoff runs out at the end of the year, and I dare say he'll be picked up with another team in 2017 and beyond. He reckons he's got two more years left. But Australian interest, fellas, rests on the shoulders, I believe, of Richie Porte. Now, Richie rides for BMC, the same team as Cadel Evans, who won the tour as the only Aussie 5 years ago. And he's probably on the second wave of betting in terms of the bookmakers behind Froome, Contador and Quintana. But Richie is determined to show his cards this year. It's a bit of a make-or-break year for him. He's got a one-year contract at BMC. And at 31 years of age, the Tasmanian knows that he's got time on his side at the moment, but that time could be running out if he doesn't at least challenge for the podium after 3 weeks.
The tour changes every year, obviously, Mike. Where is it going this year? How many summits and where do you think it might be won and lost?
Oh, look, it'll probably be won and lost on the penultimate stage. But, you know, it doesn't mean that we'll be won and lost on penultimate stage because anything can happen. For example, in the first 3 days of this race, this weekend, it's blustery, it's windy, it's raining, it's drizzle. Temperatures aren't any higher than 16 or 17 degrees here in Normandy. It's a bit like going to Ireland or the northern part of England. It's just horrible weather. And that could play a role in the overall scheme of things. But they do head to the Pyrenees. They do again head to the Alps. There is a couple of time trials in between. As I say, 3,500 kilometres of racing. It is a marathon, a real marathon. And it's never over, really, until it's over. Anything can happen between now and Paris on July 24.
And we've had a name change, mate, for Orica Greenedge. I think they're Bike Exchange now.
That's right. We're not going to call them Orica Greenedge as of now, Slats. It's Orica Bike Exchange, and I, for one, we're going to have to get our head around this.
I know.
What's it called?
We know them as Orica Greenedge, for God's sake, and Orica Bike Exchange is a bit of a strange one, but that's how we're going to call them from now on. Jerry Ryan, as a matter of fact, has got some. He's a stakeholder of Bike Exchange,
yes,
and he's also the owner of the team. He is the white knight, I guess you could call, of Australian cycling. If it wasn't for him, well, we wouldn't have the number of Aussies that are competing, the successes that Australians are enjoying in this big, great bike race. We've got 9 Aussies starting. We've got four from the Orica Bike Exchange team. Richie Port, I've mentioned before. Rowan Dennis is another rider. Mark Renshaw, the boy from Bathurst, will be accompanying Mark Cavendish, who's also aiming for stage wins. So there's a lot to look forward to over the next 3 weeks.
All right. Just before we go, mate, and before it starts, who do you think is going to win?
Look, I know time is running out, but I'd like to see Quintana win it. Look, I'd like to see Richie Port win it.
Okay.
It's not challenged for the podium, but Quintana is the man, I believe.
Good on you, Mike. We'll talk on Monday.